There's increasing hope on international financial markets that share markets may stop falling, for a while at least. Global markets were certainly on the way back up overnight and today, but analysts warn that there are still medium-term problems that can outweigh the short-term central bank measures that helped trigger the sharp rise in equities. Business reporter Michael Yander explains.
The Australian share market backed up the best bounce in almost 3 years yesterday, with another strong gain today. The local major indices gained around 2.25%, following 3% plus bounces on the major European markets and a gain of almost 2% in the US. Some analysts see the back-to-back gains as a sign the market's past its low point. National Australia Bank senior market economist David Degaris says he's not sure that's the case, but he says financial markets had already factored in a significant chance of very bad events unfolding, and traders may be reassessing the likelihood of that worst-case scenario.
The market's got priced in that over the next 12 months, the Reserve Bank's likely to cut rates by 150 basis points. So you could, you know, one in my simple interpretation of that is that the market's priced in something like a 40 to 50% chance that the Reserve Bank will be forced to repeat, you know, over the next year what happened in 2008, you know, when they cut the cash rate from 7.25 to 3. So there has been a lot of negative news priced in, and markets might just in the short term sort of taking a breather and saying, well, have we priced in enough bad news right now?
Global share markets and other so-called risk assets, such as the Australian dollar, also gained on increased actions by central bankers. The Bank of England announced the effective injection of a further £75 billion into the British economy, while the European Central Bank expanded its efforts to provide emergency funding to the continent's financial institutions. Professor Fadaboz Mashirian, the director of the Institute of Global Finance at the University of New South Wales, says the ECB realised decisive action was necessary to stabilise markets.
The European Central Bank now is ready to provide unlimited access to cash through January 2013 to all banks which need basically liquidity, and also those banks which may need to recapitalise their balance sheet.
Professor Mashirian says European authorities have now acknowledged how much extra money the continent's banks may need and are taking action to ensure they get it.
One of the key issues which assured the market is the signal from the European authorities that they are going to embark on recapitalization of European banks to the tune of probably 200 billion euros, because earlier on in July they indicated to market that the European banks need something around 2.3 billion for their recapitalization. Market didn't like that. Now they are coming to become more realistic and signaling to the market that European banks are going to be well recapitalized in the wake of the worst scenario if they have to write off, for instance, assets from a small economy such as Greece, Portugal, Ireland, or even Italy.
David Degaris says the determination expressed by the European Central Bank and the financial clout of the soon-to-be-approved European Financial Stability Facility have helped to stabilise markets.
What we've seen is a pretty clear intent on the part of the central banks to do what they can possibly do to support the stability of the European banks and from a funding point of view. But they don't have their handles on all of the levers as far as the underlying debt issue is concerned.
And are they powerful enough as well to scare some of the speculators who might have been shorting particular countries' bonds or the banks of particular nations?
Well, there's certainly that element to it, and they have this fighting fund to do that. So they're certainly sending a pretty clear message.
But Mr. Degaris says the focus will shift from European finance to the US economy over the coming week, as analysts try and divine the chances of America slipping back into recession.
We've got some pretty important numbers out as soon as tonight in the US with the non-farm payrolls report and retail sales and Federal Reserve minutes next week. Some important data, you know, which throws some more clarity around, you know, the US economy and whether it's avoiding, you know, going back into recession.
Economists are expecting 55,000 jobs to have been created in the US in September, keeping unemployment steady at 9.1%. And a disappointing number could see market sentiment shift back to pessimism.